I see a lot of posts and messages and people talking about, you know, proper diets at a time like this or eating healthy. And honestly, I think something we all need to remember as well is that, you know, this healthy eating or proper diet is not necessarily any, meaning any sort of restriction, and it doesn't necessarily mean eating only certain foods. I think that as families and as, you know, individuals, we need to really just think of this as feeding yourself regularly and reliably with what we have.
How should one approach meal planning during this pandemic right now?
That's another really good question. I think mostly the way I, so again, because we may, you know, if we're in isolation or if we are, you know, we're trying to limit our grocery shopping or times out of the house, that kind of thing, we want to have things on hand. So it will take likely a bit of planning. Some of the things that I usually tell people are, you know, take a peek at what you already have in your cupboards. Think about how many people you have in your house and then sort of plan accordingly that way. You want to make sure you have storage for all the foods if you're going to buy. You don't want to go crazy bulk excess, but at the same time, you do want to make sure that you have enough for everybody in your household. So there's those kind of planning pieces. But then there's also the pieces around, like, what do I actually buy at the grocery store? So generally speaking, when we think about foods that can, you know, last a little bit longer, we know that our fresh fruits and veggies and whatnot are relatively limited. They may not last as long. So keeping in mind our frozen, you know, we've got great frozen products, fruits and veggies, our canned fruits and veggies, you can rinse them off. Those kinds of things. Also, our root veggies tend to last a little longer. So when I say root veggies, I mean things like carrots and beets and parsnips and potatoes and cabbage and things like that. And then our grains, if we can get whole grains, that's great to have on hand. Cereals and crackers are going to last a little longer than bread just because it's likely, you know, might go stale on you a bit sooner than later. And then think about different protein-type foods that'll last, which beans, lentils are always great options. Things like canned tunas, eggs, seeds, nuts, those kinds of things. And then in your fridge, you know, yogurts, cheeses are great options as well.
Any tips on how you balance shopping for the long-term meal plans and really not mass buying?
Yeah, that is a good question. So I think, again, I think we all need to take some time before we actually go to the grocery store, because this is the other piece. And again, how many people are in your house? How long, you know, I think often people are planning, thinking about that 14 days, 2 week period, and thinking through it that way, because you're right, we don't want to take too much off the shelf so that others don't have enough. So how much... we need to think through this at home before we head out so that we have it on our list, we have it written down, and we don't get a little bit carried away when we're at the grocery store. My main message for, you know, this really unknown and stressful time is that we don't get too carried away with what is the right thing or the proper thing to do. I think, you know, again, like I said before, eating regularly and reliably with what we have and what we can manage is really what is most important. If you like to plan, plan it out. If you can't plan, then, you know, day to day, take it. If you need to use takeout or, you know, go to those options to relieve stress or whatever else, depending on your situation, I think we need to really take care of ourselves. Enjoy eating with that immediate family that you're with. And enjoy those family meals. This is the time. We have no activities to head out to. So have those fun meals. Enjoy your kids. Cook with them, you know, if you're home with them. Just that kind of thing.